All right, let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. Today is August 11th, and we're doing this in 15 minutes so that you know what's going on. And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Marcus. I am back and you're here, but with a still
Having
on
some
you.
problems with the camera this morning, so this is why I put up this static picture so that you don't forget what I look like. Anyhow. It's always something. Hey, but let's take a look at the markets and see what's happening here. I mean, super interesting. So yesterday, the Dow and the S&P are making new all-time highs. NASDAQ, on the other hand, was down 0.5%.
NASDAQ really sliding in the morning, and S&P and Dow just kind of plugging along, doing their thing. Dow almost the exact opposite of the NASDAQ. So it looks like that growth stocks versus blue chip, inverse relationship that we see from time to time, and the S&P just slightly higher yesterday, but new records,
Well,
new
also the
intraday
big
highs.
news yesterday was that the Senate passed the infrastructure bill, which earmarks what it's a $1 trillion infrastructure bill here, 550 billion, almost half of it in new spending for areas with transportation and the electric grid. So I mean the bill now heads to the House in September, but maybe there's some excitement around that. I mean just to see that it can be passed and that we don't have a gridlock. Who knows, right? I mean, this is what could have moved the markets here
True.
yesterday. Now today, CPI data, and this is something that traders have been waiting for because it's a key inflation indicator. And we know that this could move the markets because if this comes in way hotter than expected, so that it is higher than everybody's concerned about inflation. If it comes in much lower, then everybody says, oh, well, the Fed might raise interest rates earlier and stops or scales back its bond buying program. So, shall we go and look and see what happened? How the number came in?
Let's do it.
All right. Boom. Here we go. So, CPI data was released this morning and all right, in line with expectations. So that probably doesn't move the markets a whole lot. So CPI is the consumer price index, and it came in the previous month, as we can see, with 0.9%, was expected to be at 0.4, and came in exact 0.5, came in exactly at 0.5. So how do the markets react to this? Let's take a look and see. What do the markets think about this? So let's first take a look at a 5-minute chart of the NASDAQ. And wow, NASDAQ jumping higher.
Exactly. So before the report, futures were slightly lower, but a positive reaction to the report, especially the NASDAQ, kind of the exact opposite of what we had yesterday, where the NASDAQ was lagging the other indices. Now the NASDAQ leading the major indices, and so futures are pointing to a higher start. They like that reaction just because there weren't any major surprises there. CPI rose 5.4% on a year-over-year basis. You saw that it was up a half a percent last month. So just a tick higher than expected on the year-over-year number. So no real surprise there, which is a good thing.
Yeah. All right. So now futures markets, they were flat and now they're pointing to a higher start. Hey, since we are already here, let's talk about crude oil. So crude oil dropped yesterday. So crude oil lower right now, down 1%. And this was after the White House called on OPEC and its alliances to say, hey, you know what? The current oil production is not enough. Please increase the oil production. I mean, there is massive demand after this, or due to this global recovery from the pandemic that we have here. So our price have been sliding for the past week or so, right?
Definitely dropping in August and down a little bit today, over 1%. So we'll see what OPEC Plus decides to do. And I mean, lower or more production could potentially help out and also, have a trickle effect and bring down gas prices too, which is kind of the emphasis or the key behind the White House hoping that OPEC will increase production.
Right. Now let's take a look at the cryptocurrencies this morning. I'm honestly surprised that they're up this morning. So Bitcoin is up 1%. I mean, right now trading solid about 45,000, right now at 46,000 even. And also Ethereum is up, which for me is surprising. And because have you heard about the cryptocurrency heist?
6 million in crypto stolen in one of the biggest thefts ever for cryptos. And Poly Network disclosed the attack on Twitter yesterday. So yeah, you would think that potentially cryptos would drop a little bit with a chink in their security, but not the case.
Yeah. Also, it was very interesting. Out of the 600 million, and this is why I brought up Ethereum here, 273 were actually Ethereum that was stolen here. Then another 253 of the Binance smart coin, and another 85. I hope that this adds up to 600 somehow magically. So 85 million in US coin. So no Bitcoin, but this is why I thought maybe Ethereum would go down, but no, all cryptocurrencies are up here this morning.
Interesting for sure.
Anyhow, so we're
Hey,
still in earnings
while you're
season. I
talking
mean,
about craziness, you want to ring up AMC?
oh yeah, AMC,
Oh,
there we
sorry.
go. Now I know that we have a little bit of lag. You go ahead.
Yeah, I think. Okay, yeah. I think that you mentioned earnings yesterday, and AMC was up almost 8% at the open, but finished the day down 6%. So, pretty big reversal there. Of course, they announced that they'd accept Bitcoin by the end of the year. That was the goal, or that you could pay in crypto. But a huge reversal for AMC after that earnings.
Yeah, so AMC down. We shall see what's happening there. Let's talk about a few other earnings, Mark. What else do you have?
Coinbase.
Oh, yeah. Coinbase, what's happening?
So Coinbase, they had an earnings beat, and they're up on 3.8%, almost 4% pre-market. They reported $3.45 a share versus a $2.33 estimate. It was the first earnings for Coinbase as a public company. They also reported better revenue than expected. I think it was around 2 billion. So pretty solid earnings for Coinbase.
Yeah, I also found it interesting that they said that Ethereum trading volumes topped Bitcoin's trading volumes last quarter. It seems that on Coinbase, Ethereum was more popular than Bitcoin. Who knew?
That is interesting.
All right,
That
who
is
else did you report?
Wendy's, WEN.
Whoa,
So,
big jump here of almost 5% this morning.
yeah, they reported 27 cents a share versus a 9 cent estimate. They said same store sales were beating forecast because of more in-person dining. So more in-person dining helping earnings last quarter.
Wow, there you go. Nice jump here for Wendy's this morning. What is McDonald's doing since we're already here? Yeah, also slightly up, but compared to Wendy's, I mean, it seems that McDonald's up, Wendy's maybe going sideways. Interesting. I was just looking at the weekly chart. All right, but let's talk
Yeah.
about some more earnings.
WW. WW International, formerly known as Weight Watchers, getting crushed after hours, down 25%.
Crazy. So what happened here?
So they reported weaker than expected earnings. I think it was, I want to say, I have the numbers off because I think it was 17. Oh, it was 17 cents worse than expected. But I think the real concern also was that they reported that membership had fallen below their company expectations. So falling membership and weaker earnings per share, not something that investors wanted to hear.
And I mean, you wonder why, because I mean, the COVID-20 is real, right? During the pandemic, I mean, many people packed on a few more pound, and now that it is getting safer to go, but not really to go back into the fitness studio. So maybe Weight Watchers should actually have a boost, but no, people don't seem to like Weight Watchers. Well, they're also now called WW International. Previously, they were known as Weight Watchers. Seems that everybody is rather buying Pelotons, right? Let's see what Peloton is doing here. They're hanging in there. They're down yesterday 2.3%, this morning pretty flat. All right.
Yeah.
Anybody
I think
else
there's also a
reporting?
lot of competition now in the food preparation space, and I think more than ever. I mean, I'm getting ads. I've tried a couple where, pre-made meals. So I think that that could be having an impact. Who knows?
That's good. Yeah, that's a good point.
So I think we need to look at Love,
Yes.
Southwest Airlines.
Yep.
So down 1.4% pre-market, and they actually lowered their third quarter operating revenue guidance because of the Delta variant. They said that they're seeing weaker bookings and also higher cancellations because of the surge in COVID with that Delta variant. So that's something that they see having an impact. They said that they have a profitable July, but in August and September, there's some unknown there because they're just seeing some booking and cancellation concerns.
Yeah, it's
This seems
also
to be
interesting
kind of
because,
trickling over into the other airlines too.
yeah, and I mean, United Airlines a few days ago announced that they will require all of their employees, I think 67,000, to get vaccinated, and if they're not, they get fired. Now, either yesterday or this morning, the other airlines issued a statement and they say they will not follow suit. They will not require a vaccination. So this will be interesting because over the past year or even over the past 2 years, United has been kind of leading the other airlines by, for example, saying, hey, here's what we do for the pandemic. Here's where we have no more change fees. So they have been kind of paving the way. But right now, the other airlines say, well, United, you're on your own. At least for now, maybe they're changing their stance, but in an immediate response, they basically said, no, we're not doing this. So I don't know, United also down 0.5% here this morning. All
Anything
right.
else on your end?
Now we got to head over to trade with our mastermind. We have our virtual boardroom this week, so that shall be interesting. We have a few stocks that popped up on the scanner, on the PowerX scanner, that I think are interesting. So let's place some orders going into the open. And yes, I will be back on camera tomorrow without the lag. I know it's a little bit annoying here.
We managed. We managed.
We managed. Hey, anyhow, have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.